42-year-old Keith Allen Ostrom of Hayes was initially charged with voluntary manslaughter in the death of 63-year-old Larry Braun outside of the Horseshoe Bar in Hayes on June 25, 2023. He was sentenced on Wednesday, November 20th, to 32 months in prison by Ellis County District Court Judge Glenn Braun. According to the Hayes Police Department, in the early morning hours of Sunday, June 26, 2023, 63-year-old Larry D. Braun was shot in the neck following an incident at the Horseshoe Bar, and Braun died as a result of his wounds. Police then arrested Ostrom. Court documents show that Ostrom had claimed that the shooting was self-defense, and at one point during the investigation, he told police that he believed Braun had a knife. However, according to the initial police report, Ostrom did not tell police on the scene about the knife. Ellis County Attorney Robert Anderson said a witness to the event that night, who was sober, told police that Braun did not have a knife. However, during the grand jury testimony, the witness said that Braun did have a knife. Anderson said the questions about self-defense were the main reason he presented the case to a grand jury, and on August 9, 2023, the 15-member grand jury returned an indictment, charging Ostrom with voluntary manslaughter, criminal discharge of a firearm, possession of a firearm while under the influence of alcohol, and endangerment. And in October, Ostrom pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter. At his sentencing, Ostrom's attorney requested the judge sentence him to probation instead of prison. They cited his lack of criminal history, his age, and his current medical needs, as he has a kidney condition that requires several dialysis treatments in a week, as reasons why the judge should sentence Ostrom to probation instead of prison. Judge Braun denied the motion, saying that if you take a life in Ellis County, there has to be consequences, and he sentenced Ostrom to 32 months in prison. Governor Kelly recently announced that since the start of her administration in 2019, Kansas has attracted more than $20 billion in committed private sector investment to the state. And this historic milestone has resulted in commitments to create or retain nearly 70,000 jobs, with 1,312 successful projects in 87 of Kansas's 105 counties. The Kansas Framework for Growth, Kansas's Economic Development Strategic Plan, has guided an intentional development of the state's economy. And the plan's comprehensive focus on all factors impacting economic growth has been a novel and effective approach. Of the successful projects that have landed in Kansas since the implementation of the framework, approximately 90% align with the 5 target industry sectors that were identified in the plan. Strategic investments by the state in these sectors are driving growth and prosperity across Kansas. The jobs associated with these economic development projects are contributing to the overall wage growth across the state. On average, the 69,706 jobs created and retained pay 7.7% more than the overall average private sector wage in Kansas. This upward momentum in wage demonstrates that Kansas is creating good-paying jobs with reliable and stable salaries. Cheryl Gibson of the Internal Medicine Department at the University of Kansas Medical Center reported that nationally, food insecurity affects 13.5% of Americans. Though in Kansas, 1 in 7 individuals indicate that they are food insecure, and many Americans relied on pandemic aid programs that ended in 2021 and 2022. So food insecurity is becoming a bigger issue than it was just 2 years ago. In terms of food insecurity among children in Kansas, the 2024 Kids Count Data Book, published by statewide advocacy group Kansas Action for Children, claims Kansas's progress is fading. With increased consumer prices in the grocery store and the end of programs from the pandemic, it has become more and more difficult for many families to buy food due to trade-offs between other needs, like housing costs, because if you don't have affordable housing, your food budget is a lot lower. From 2021 to 2022, there was a 6.5% increase in food insecurity among children 18 and under in Kansas, and while nearly half of kids in the state qualify for free and reduced lunch, some counties are seeing 25% or more of kids battling food insecurity.